there's, in most cases, a base sentiment that the majority population has a standard view of minorities. That's the perception. And so there may be some Caucasians that are in office that look out for minorities, but they are, in most cases, based on perception, the exception to the rule, not the norm. And so the understanding is that the average person that's going to be in office, especially in Tennessee, which is traditionally a red state, is not going to look out for the minority population or the poor when it comes to certain classes of people. They'll be kind of looked over for the sake of those that fit other demographic guidelines. And so because that's the case, the belief is that no one will look out for the minority population like the minority population. So whenever you see someone that's on the ballot, we assume and operate with the perception that this is a person that, because they look like me, will also look out for me. There are some cases where if there's not a person on the ballot, at least the item that's targeted for vote directly benefits that community. It's kind of like my mother used to say, if you have a dog in the fight, then you'll come out and vote. So I think it is directly tied in some cases, in most cases, to cultural background of the candidate.